listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Friday. Welcome back to A Cup of Joe. And you're probably wondering, who is this phenomenal woman speaking? Baby, I don't switch up. It's the same person, Jovani J. Smith. But listen, you can call me Joe because we are family. And if you don't want to claim me as family, that's okay. We are a friends. We are acquaintances. If you're just like, no, girl, put me as a friend, that's fine. We're friends. Welcome to the podcast. We are back with Dakari.
What's up?
What's good?
What's going on?
So you weren't here last week because you was resting,
yes,
minding your business and sipping your tea.
Amen.
Vacationing, living.
Yes, yes.
How was that? Tell the people.
Relaxing.
I know that's right.
I'm relaxing, decompressing, hot.
You know there are people who don't believe in vacations.
Who is that?
I don't know. That's not my story.
That's not my
testimony.
They need to go repent something.
But I feel like there are people out there that will say they go on vacation, but they don't really vacation.
It's a hard thing to do. Some people it's hard to turn their brains off. I've been blessed with the knowledge. Just give it all away.
Yes, give it all away.
I'll pick it back up somewhere down the
right,
road. But right now, I'm just going to give it all away. So I have been blessed with that skill.
Praise God.
It is a skill you have to learn sometimes.
You know, I tweeted earlier this week that I want to retire early. Mm. I think some people thought something was wrong. They're like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I want to retire. Working is ghetto and life is hard.
Right?
Okay? People are going to space with so much money, and I just want to check.
Right, right. I just want to enjoy.
I just want to enjoy what y'all enjoy.
Right. I don't blame you at all. I wish I could retire early, but I got years on my contract.
Oh, so. You got years. I got years. Yes. So. I mean, I'm very jealous of my parents. They retire in 4 years.
Mm.
And Pierre and Luna are looking forward to it.
I don't blame you.
Looking forward to it. Maybe my mom more. My dad loves to work. Like, he enjoys that.
Workaholic type?
Not work. I mean, he just loves doing something.
Well, yeah. He can do something at home.
Yeah.
Crochet, knit. We can do something. We can fix puzzles. We can figure out something to do at the house.
Listen,
we ain't got to be at the office.
Okay, but as far as Luna, she said, send me my retirement quick.
No, I don't blame her.
I will be ready and gone. My kids are at my house.
I don't blame her.
Living my best life. Right. I want to travel. She is ready. She is ready. I'm happy for her. Ready for her. All the things.
I want to be right behind her.
Yes. Their anniversary was this past week. Yes. 33 years.
Wow.
I was shook.
We're going to get to it, but we had something today that we ran into. They were 61 years.
How?
61 years.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
Grace and mercy.
I mean,
them are the two things we're going to have to say. Grace and mercy.
And mercy. So those are goals to me. those are goals. When my mom, she's like, yeah. I was like, oh, so how many? She's like, oh, 33. I was like, 33?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
But pop off, girl. We love to see it. Thank you for them 33 years, boo, because mm-hmm. here I am. Me
right.
and my brother out here looking like a whole snack. So,
right, right.
You know, that's what we do. Okay, let me get up into this episode. So our episode today, we're going to do a male's perspective. And we're going to just talk about your relationship with your wife.
Oh, let's go.
We're going to talk about cheating. Mm. And this is also like, I think anytime somebody brings up the topic cheating, people always be like, the men are trash. They ain't nothing. Mm. But I'm like, we got to call some ladies as well because ladies be cheating out and be out here in these streets. Okay.
Yep.
They be out here in these streets. And I really want to talk about interracial relationships. Now, I know your wife is black, but I feel like there has been, I don't know, like tension, not tension, but I feel like there's always this weird tension with black men dating outside of a black woman.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about that.
Let's
go. You know, we want to talk about that. But before we do, Let's get into time travel.
Let's go.
And if you are rocking with us for the first time, the time travel segment is basically, you know, I'm going to ask a question where it puts me back in the day. You know, what can I say to myself when I was 16? All the things. It says it in the name. So the question today is, if you could travel back in time to any decade, what would it be and why?
All right, you ready for this?
Yes.
So I thought real long and hard about
this.
Okay. And there's a whole lot of reasons, perspectives, but I don't think I lived through one of the best decades ever. The 90s?
Okay.
I got to wear cross colors.
Okay.
I went from cross colors to baggy jeans.
Okay.
Like, I just, it felt so relaxing. Like everything didn't have to fit. Nothing had to be nice and tight. It didn't matter. Everything was bright colors, loud.
Wow.
Dancing was dancing. We actually had to dance. You sweat it when you dance.
Okay.
And not this little simple stuff they doing now. No, it was so.
And there's a difference between being a 90s baby,
yeah,
and actually living through the 90s.
Right.
Which
right.
I feel like most of my parents are like, I'm a 90s baby, and I lived through the 90s. I'm like, we did not, but right. we were able to reap some of the music,
right,
and all that stuff when we got a little older.
Right.
But
right.
you lived through the 90s.
Right, lived through the 90s.
Okay.
It was fun. It was so fun. The
wow.
early 90s is Cross Colors and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and all of those type. That was the thing.
Okay.
And then we went to the hip-hop phase where we got to wear baggy clothes.
Oh.
And it just was fun.
Ooh.
90s was fun.
It was
just a good time. We had a good time. We got past the 80s when we was doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then we didn't went quite into the 2000s where everybody
right.
wanted to be a Atlanta hip-hop artist.
You
so
know?
We was
yeah.
in the middle of in between those two. And two waves of stuff. So it was good. It was a
okay.
fun time. So yeah, I think if I could do the 90s over in a couple times,
yeah.
I'd be good with that.
I would say, now this is probably a typical millennial answer, I would say early 2000s.
That's the... Got a little 90s in there, though. Like this.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
got a little
not
bleed
like,
over.
Yeah, just like right at 2000. I would want to do early 2000s. I feel like early 2000s was it. Like, for me, it was like the songs,
oh,
the fashion, the vibes, like it was it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think I was saying, you got the little bleed over.
Yeah,
you got the
yeah.
little bleed over right before it switched
yeah.
over. Right
yeah.
before it switched
I
over.
I want the bleed over.
I'm with you
I
on
have
that.
No desire to go back in the 60s, 80s.
Mm-mm.
I don't got time
I'm
to
okay
go.
With that.
Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You'll be happy in the streets with MLK and the rest of them. I do not want to be a part of it. Don't want to experience any of it.
I don't. I'm with you on that.
I don't want to be in the 20s, 30s, 40s.
Nope.
I don't want to be in medieval times. Just keep me right here.
I'm right here. I'm in this space. I like the 90s was great. I got to wear flat tops.
Okay.
You think about it. You had a flat top or you had a fade. It was so much stuff you could do in the 90s. And you could just do it. And nobody would be like, oh, that's
and
a new fashion.
And nobody would be tripping.
Nothing. And nobody tripped off of it. So it was like, you
nobody
know.
Nobody was tripping.
It.
I love that. Okay. That was good. That was a good time travel. I really can't wait for next week because... You already know the question for that
yes.
time travel.
I'm ready. Let's get it. I'm ready.
I can't wait. So next Friday, y'all better stay tuned for that. But let's get into our episode, and then we'll do a break and then go into Sprinkle of Excellence. I know I switch it up all the time. People be like, ooh, who's the Sprinkle of Excellence this year? I'm like, okay, calm down, y'all. Just calm down. Yeah, so let's get into it. Let's talk about your perspective on relationships, on everything. So let me be completely honest.
Let's go.
2021 dating and finding people or whatnot is ghetto.
I won't do that.
It's truly ghetto. I can say this from experience because I'm a single woman.
I'm with you.
And I've always been fascinated. I think it is natural for me to hear my girls, like we talk about it, all this stuff. But I have always been, I've always wanted to hear a male's perspective. Not that I haven't heard it before, but I just need somebody to just keep it 100. What is it? You know, like I want to know all the things. Do men like women slide up in their DMs? Do they, you know, like, maybe, I don't know. These are just questions. These are just questions.
We like to be wanted too.
I'm dead.
I'm just trying. I don't think I don't think most women understand that men, whatever the things that you want to be desired and stuff, we like it too.
Yeah.
We just don't, we just can't come out and be like, yeah, I want you to, like, that is kind of weird to say.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We like those. We like to be appreciated.
Yeah.
You know, we like to be admired for our hard work. And,
right.
You know,
right.
I got up this morning, put my outfit together just like you did. You know what I'm saying?
Not
so
the whole outfit.
I like to be, you know, I just think that, like, we have to understand that the same thing that you want from that interaction, the same thing a guy wants from the interaction.
Yeah.
Like, tell me I look good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So tell me about, let's work with you and your wife. You guys are coming on, what, 14 years?
14 years.
Of being married. And you all have dated from, like.
We dated 5 years before we got married.
So what did that look like? Now, I know people are like, this is a whole new year, da, da, da. But I feel like it could still apply to today. So, like, what kind of guy were you?
Ooh.
What kind of woman was she?
Lord.
Was there tension?
Yeah.
Was there moments that y'all broke up?
For sure.
Was there like, girl, I'm going over here because you're acting out of pocket?
That's the other way around. But yeah, we get there.
Okay.
We gonna get there. So me and my wife started dating when I was 17 years old.
Okay.
So it was a little different of a relationship. I was 17, just graduated high school.
Right.
She was 16, about to turn 17, about to go to college because we both graduated when we were 17.
Oh, wow.
So she was getting ready to go to college, and then so, like, it was kind of that weird relationship. Like, our first year of dating, I was in college and she was still in high school.
Okay.
And so when I went, I was like, I just seen college. You finna go to that? Oh, my Lord. And so I panicked and I went into a hole. But what is this? And so I started acting out of pocket.
Right.
And so she was like, you know what? You take a break. I'm gonna let you take a break for a second. I'm gonna go do this for a minute. Experience this college thing.
How long was that?
It was weird. It's like 5 months. But it felt like 5 years for me.
Oh. Because
I was like, when I tell you I'm one of those fall hard type of guys, like, I fell all the way hard. I mean,
I saw a tweet early this week where Issa Rae was saying she felt like some of the romantic songs mm-hmm. are not dramatic enough. And I was reading the thread and someone had tweeted saying, like, Anthony Hamilton...
Mm.
was in his feelings because his girl left for an hour and this man was distraught. He's like, and they're like going on, they're like, Jodeci was in the middle of a desert with his shirt off because
screaming
for his woman. I'm like, you're right. This is a lot.
We was, and that's the 90s. I'm see what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
You hear what I'm, we was in that type of, and I feel hard. I feel hard. And so when that break happened, I went into a state of depression.
Oh, no.
I'm going to date myself a little bit. But Confessions was on a loop.
Oh.
I felt bad about everything I ever did. Like,
I sure know how to get the people.
I was hurting. I was like, I had it like on a loop and wore headsets around and all I did was hear me. Random moments was singing out loud. It's weird stuff. So I had went through a whole little phase. And then, of course, we went through our break.
Right.
Somehow reconnected, got back together. And then after that, we went 3.5 years straight before we got married. So it was.
So who reconnected with who?
So.
Or did it happen?
No. See, because I'm one of those people, like, I'm here, and then when I fall on my face,
right.
Then it's, okay, whatever. So I went hard, and I stayed down, and then I was just like, whatever, gone. Because I was cute. So I had to, so, like, you know, I had options, you know, I had options, but I was like, that's what I wanted.
Right.
But now, then they went back to, then it's just kind of, we met at a conference we were at.
Okay.
And we were like, all right, just go hang out, you know.
Right.
And them type of thing, go hang out.
Right, it be those conferences now.
And the hangout went to, I call you later.
Right.
And then the call you later was like, hey, I'm going to come see you. And then now we're in full relationship again.
Right.
And I don't even think we really said we was back together. It was just like, so next week? I call you next week.
Okay.
I call you tomorrow. What you doing tomorrow? And we just, you know, kind of one of them things that just kind of merged back itself.
Okay.
So we did that. We got married at 22 and 21.
Whoa.
Yeah, we was babies.
Okay.
And so with getting married at that young, we went through some growing pains.
Okay.
Mainly me growing
and
going through pain.
Let me ask this. Mm-hmm. Was divorce ever on the table? Was that ever an option?
No, because we believe in the sanctity of marriage.
Right.
But it may have almost been necessary.
Okay.
Because I was stupid.
Oh, wow.
Mainly because grass in the greener grass on the other side.
Ain't actually green.
It ain't green. When you get over there, you be like, oh, your grass dirty.
Your grass dirty?
Ugh. What happened? It looked it better from my perspective, right. But now that I'm over here, it
you
don't look so good.
You got brown patches all right. over the place? You need to water this.
Right. So, like, it was one of those, it's just growing, not knowing who you were, not really understanding. And so, but we made a valid effort with each other to say, no, we're going to work and we're going to do whatever we can. And as we've gotten more mature and older, it just came a lot easier because we understood who we were as human beings.
Yeah.
And then we understood what we needed from each other.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest part is understanding what I need to give you so that you're happy, and then what you need to give me so that I'm happy.
Right.
And then so we can survive, because like he says, yep. 33 years, 61 years.
Yeah,
that don't come.
That don't
just
come with. I
because
mean,
you gotta wake up every day and look at that same person you went to bed mad at yesterday.
Every day.
So it's when I know and I understand what I need to give you to get what I need to get back. So it's kind of one of those give and take. When they say relationships are give and take, it's most definitely one of those things.
Right, right. So okay, so now let's now get into this nitty gritty, because I feel like you and your wife are positioned in a way where you are working with youth.
Uh-huh.
You work with young adults.
Mm-hmm.
You are in the sauce of this generation.
Mm.
And so what is your take on, I mean, like cheating? Ooh. I feel like I have been cheated on before in college. It is the worst feeling of all times.
Yeah.
It is terrible. Uh-huh. And I think like in that, like, and I was a baby in college, you know? So I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I got a little crush. I got a little boyfriend or whatever like that. Oh, I just exposed myself. I don't think my parents knew I had a boyfriend.
Oh, well, now they do.
Oh, well, here we go. Anyways. And I just, like, I remember saying to myself, I was like, I would never want anyone to feel like this, how I felt. Yeah. And it was just weird, you know? Like, I was like, oh, well, it just feels, I'm naturally, like, if I feel like I did something wrong, like, guilt immediately comes in. Like, I don't maneuver like other people.
Yeah.
But I say that because I think when topic of cheating comes up, there is, and hear me, whoever's listening to this, there is an immediate blame on men.
Yeah.
There is like, the men are trash, the men are this, da da da, blah, blah. But I would have to say that women actually cheat as well.
Yeah. And so here's my perspective.
Some women are flawed. And I know there's some women like, girl, do not do this. Like,
you is what you is.
Okay. Like, I feel like when I hear things, or when you're in groups of other women, you're just like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yep.
Is this what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Out in these streets? Mm-hmm. Future number two? Like, what's happening?
Wow.
what is going on? Wow. And the thing is, like, and there is no, like, there's people, you know, people live their life. Like, you're going to live your life. You're going to make your own decisions. You're a grown adult. But I also want to say, like, it is not always men.
No.
It's women as well.
So here's, like I said, here's my perspective on cheating. People only cheat when they're not fulfilled with what they need.
Ooh.
Or you don't know what you want.
Ooh.
It's the two things. Either you don't know what you want, or you're not getting what you want.
Right.
So it's one of those two things. So it's either you don't know who you are, you just one of those young cats, you know.
Right.
Oh, I know I want affection, and she's giving it to me at the time.
Right.
So I'm going to go do what I got to do, because I'm not getting it as what I want from over here, so I'm getting it from over here. Or you don't get what you want, or you're not being fulfilled or whatever. So that's how I look at it. So everybody gets to a point, and sometimes you got to know what you want out of a relationship.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you want, you're going to try to find avenues to fit. Okay, is that what I want? Let me go see that. And then, or is that what I want? Let me go. And then when you weigh your options, I guess, how you want to put in those areas, or you know what you want and you're not getting it from the person that you're with.
Yeah.
So that person's giving it to you, so you give your attention to that.
Right.
And so that's how cheating happens.
Yeah.
It's because I need something from this person and I'm not getting it, so I'm going to go see if it can get, because I know it's going to come from over here.
Right.
And the issue is everybody gets like that.
Yeah.
Everybody. Any relationship you're in, you're going to get to a point where, is he giving me or is she giving me what I need?
Mm.
And if I'm not getting it, and you see somebody else who is giving it to you directly or indirectly,
right,
you're going to go explore that because you're like, I need that.
Yeah. So let me ask this. This mm-hmm. may be like way off uh-huh. the deep end, but Nick Cannon. Ooh. So Ted, I wish I would have had a camera on this. So Nick Cannon has multiple baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many, but it seems like every week, every month, he has another woman pregnant. And I mean, I think it is baffling. And I have very honest conversations with my homegirls in our group chat. Mm-hmm. We're like, what is going on with this man? Like, sir, how are these babies so close with each other? Like, so I am so curious. Like, I remember I told one of my homegirls, I was like, this man is literally sick. Mm-hmm. Like, he is sick. There's like, for you to have that type of mentality and mindset of
asking what he wants. I bet has anybody ever said, Nick Cannon, what do you want in a relationship? Because if they asked him that, I bet he can't answer it.
Right.
Because think about it. It's you've had one of the most popular women, beautiful women
Mariah.
In the world.
Yeah.
How, what is she not, like, come, like, it ain't the looks.
Right.
It ain't that. She's financially stable. Ain't that. So what is it that she didn't have that you.
That is not fulfilling you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, this is so, like, to, when people have those desires, what are you missing? What are you trying to find?
Yeah.
Because that's usually what it is. What are you trying to find?
Yeah, yeah.
I would ask, hey, bro, what you looking for?
Right.
Because if somebody came up with all of that, would you be good?
Right.
Because some people be like, I want that. And then when they get that, like, I ain't quite want that.
Oh, no, that's too much for me.
And then now you go back to...
that's too much, yeah. I heard someone say this, probably on the Shade Room. Don't judge me. I heard someone say this, like, sometimes women want men to come with all these things. Like, this is what I want. This, which is great. Like, I know what I want in a man. But there's also this, there was the same, I feel like it was B. Simone or somebody, but I remember seeing it on the Shade Room. But, the woman that was speaking, she was saying, but what do you offer as a woman to him?
It was her.
I knew it was her. I knew it was B. Simone.
I saw it on TikTok. But
okay.
I know you're talking about.
I remember seeing it on the Shade Room. Yeah, I remember seeing it. But yeah, and she's just like, what do you offer to him? Like, we want this. Well,
why y'all don't think we got checklists?
Hey, can we talk about that?
Because women have checklists. He got to be 6'8".
Hey.
He got to be financially stable.
Okay.
He got to have his own
I'm
car.
Dead. This is sick.
He can't be in the house with his mama.
Oh.
He can't, like, you know, he can't have no kids. Like, I'm okay with you having preferences.
Right.
But we got preferences too.
Right.
And then they get, oh, why you gonna look at me like, because you ain't on my list.
Right.
You don't
I
hit
see
the
it
marks.
As like, what are the, there are deal breakers and then there are preferences for
me. Right.
Like, my deal breakers for me is like, I want a man of God, someone who goes after God's heart. Like, I'm not your main attention. You know, there are deal breakers for me.
Yeah.
And then I got my preferences. Like, I prefer to have a nice 6'5" man, well built, you know, chocolatey, like, though, you know, just a couple of little preferences, you know, just a little something, a little sprinkle of something out there, Lord, go ahead and build it for me.
Put in the atmosphere.
Right, put in the atmosphere. Lord, catch it. One of the angels catch it. So I feel like there are preferences and then there are deal breakers.
Right.
And so there are moments for me where I feel... where I seen, like, either on social media, talking, listening to random strangers in the middle and all, but whatever. Where I'm like, y'all are set on the preferences, but I don't know if y'all don't have deal breakers.
You're missing the deal breakers.
Like, what are the things that are important? Like, the depth.
Are you compromising your deal breakers, too?
Ooh.
Because think about it. If you get 6'5", chocolate, you know, chiseled, whatever, however you want
and shallow.
And that's what I'm saying. You get a shallow one. Or you get somebody who don't love his mama. You know, I'm just throwing out some people's deal breakers. You know,
right.
But like that's people like, no, I need you to be a family man. No, I don't like my mom.
Yeah,
I don't like, you know, or something like that. Are they shallow or they got some kind of a insecurities about who they are?
You
know, whatever it is, like, how much are you willing to bend because you checked all your preferences off?
Right, right.
How many of them deal breakers you willing to turn a blind eye to?
Right, right.
And so I think a lot of people are doing that too. It's like, you know what? I see what I want, and I'm gonna go after that. But you missing it. The red flags are flying high. You missing them.
Red flags. we in the Red Sea at this point.
And will you give up your, all your preferences for the red flags? Because the red flags will, you know. So it's just people out there. I know so many people who have relationships and they thought they had the dream one.
Yeah.
And then you get there and you realize he looked like what I wanted.
Yeah.
But them deal breakers was too strong to have to deal with.
I will also say this before we go on break. I will also say this, that I think for people, because I do it as well. Mm-hmm. This is like my vulnerable. There, I do it as well, where I see people, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why can I not have that? Mm. Like, why can I not have this? And I had to, like, someone really checked me. They're like, you don't know what journey they went on. Like, they are not as perfect like you think they are. Like, people mm-hmm. are going through it. And I have a couple that real cool with mm-hmm. and we like we just talk like very openly and frequently mm-hmm. and whatnot. And I remember they both told me at the same time, they're like, we really envy your life. They're like, you are the, I don't know, not the only single friend, but like out of all of our single friends, you seem so content with your yeah. life. They're just like, you are so happy with your life. And they're like, we envy that. And they were both sitting next to each other like, we love each other.
Right.
But there's, right. but like, and it was just so, it was really eye-opening to hear that from a man and a woman to say like, we love each other deeply. Like, yeah. but we wish that we would have really taken fully in the moments that we were by ourselves.
You know who you are.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, you know who you are.
Fully
so
know.
Knowing who you are it's makes life makes a big difference.
Yeah,
because like a lot of people out here looking for themselves. Mm. And 40. So let's not. It ain't an age thing. You're looking for yourself and you're 40. So yeah. some people like still don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And so
and
like
that's tough.
When you know who you are, it looks like that to a lot of people. Like, man, you got this thing put together, don't she?
Right. I'm so, like, well, I'm just paying my bills and drinking my tea in the morning. That's all.
And taking her walks.
And taking my long walks, talking to the Lord. That's what my life looked like. But let's take a break, and then we're gonna get right back into it. Solutions. Stay tuned. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. We are here in the building.
Yep.
Talking about a male perspective, relationships, cheating, all the things. So I need to get into this. Interracial relationships. I love interracial relationships. I love intercultural relationships. My brother and sister-in-law, my sister-in-law is Cuban. My brother, of course, Haitian American. Like, I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. All for it. So you listen to Maverick City,
yeah.
correct? And I remember when Chandler Moore started dating his now wife,
mm-hmm.
Who is white. And I love trolling in the comments because mm-hmm. I just love seeing what people say. There were a lot of people who had a problem with that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, very much a problem with it. Anytime he posted her, anytime he had a, like, any type of vibes, like, really had a problem with it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not the church folk.
Oh, yeah, mostly them.
Getting on the man who's singing Refina. Like, what? If y'all don't go sit down somewhere. And then when he got married, same thing, you know, yeah. like seeing beautiful pictures, mm-hmm. beautiful pictures, seeing his comments, whatever. And
they wild out,
you know, like definitely wild out. And I was talking to my cousin and I was telling her, I was like, you know, I really want to have this conversation about interracial relationships or whatnot. And I really wanted to find, you know, like get an interracial couple. Mm. And I probably still will do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'll probably do that for like season 4 or whatever.
Let's get it.
Like really get into, like unpack what that looks like. Mm. But I feel like there is a huge, whether it's like unspoken or spoken or whatever, there is a huge like tension of specifically black men dating outside their race.
Yeah.
And so I think like my biggest thing is there's two sides, right? There's like mm-hmm. the one side where from what I and people are going to be like, I don't hear that. Like we live, People talk about this, whether it's on the internet, whether it's the normal, like this is a huge, huge conversation. Mm-hmm. So there's one side where like there are some, I feel like there's some black men where it's been discussed or perceived that they do not want to date or marry a black woman because it's like, y'all too much. Y'all be doing too much. Da, 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 da. And then there's the other side of it where there is also a perspective of like, black men prefer white women or black men prefer any other race or any other culture than black women, right?
Yeah.
And then there's also the flip side of like, so when black women date outside their race, like, why is it not a problem and vice versa? Like, so many layers, so many layers. I feel like I'll do a whole separate thing about it. But I ask that because I just really, I don't care.
Yeah, me either.
I do not care.
Me either.
If you love, if you are kind, respectful, all the things, and it's not to say that it does not happen. It's not to say that these conversations don't happen. Yeah. So I want to know from your perspective, have you ever gone through that, or if you have you ever had friends who've gone through that type of tension, or what is your take on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, especially this is a different conversation in the North than it is in the South, or in the on the West Coast than it is in the South. Because of the history of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
So you get that whole different perspective of how this went down and how this works. But so, yeah, there's a lot of reasons. I guess I'm going to – sorry, fellas. I'm going to drop some knowledge on today. But, yeah, a lot of it is I've seen that. What does that look like?
Right.
You know, just curiosity.
Right.
There's some curiosity there.
Right.
Some of it is a lot less – combative, if that makes any sense.
It
less combative, or the perception of lot less but we don't end up on Snap, so but that, like, there's a lot of different reasons why there's a interracial relationship that happens. Some of it's proximity.
Yeah.
Some of it's just flat out proximity. Some of, like, I graduated high school with 6 black people.
Yeah.
That's the type of high school I went to. Right. So who was I around 90% of the time?
Right,
you know,
right.
So it's just kind of, some of it was perspective, some of it's what you, I don't think it's more of a, I'm gonna go out and just get that.
Yeah.
Like, I've never met a person that said, I'm only dating that.
Yeah.
I'm only dating this race or that race. It was, there was a, like I said, curiosity, perspective, there's somebody fixed them. I don't know, there's a lot of reasons why that happens. But the reason why I think that a lot of men get a lot more flack, because there's not very many black men to begin with,
right?
And there's a short amount of black men, period. And then there's always more women than there is men in the in the country anyway. So I feel, and this is, I may be wrong, I may be completely, you can chastise me for it if you want to, but I think it's we're losing an option when you, I mean, especially, and he's such a good looking man and all this, but you're losing the option.
Right. When there's so many,
there's
other
so many
options.
Other options out there.
Yeah.
And so there's a whole lot. I've never had to deal with that. I never, like I said, most of that was proximity. Most of it was who I was around and how that worked.
It is a very layered conversation.
And it's difficult.
It is very difficult.
Like,
and I think
so difficult.
Yeah, I think when conversations like this happen, it will go from 0 to 100
quick,
very very quickly, very quickly.
Quick.
And so, I mean, for me personally, like, I've dated a black man, I've dated a white man. My preference is a black man. Mm-hmm. That's my preference. When, you know, that's just me. That's just like I'm just thinking about, like, for me, cultural things, and it's not to knock anything down.
Right.
I have dated a white man, I've dated a black man. I just know what I prefer and like, you know? But I also honor those people who are in interracial couples. And it's not to say, like, oh, look at them, they look so beautiful because they're white and black, or they're Hispanic. Yeah. You know, like, it should not be that deep. It's just
not.
Like, y'all are a great couple. Y'all have a great relationship, and that's what it looks like. But I know that these things are very layered.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's,
yeah,
it's so layered.
It's thick. Yeah.
It is very thick. Yeah. And I probably will come back to this because I really want to interview a couple.
Ooh.
And I want to know, like, has there been tensions that you all have navigated as as in your relationship.
Ooh.
And as a couple? Like, those are, like, there's so many questions, because I'm more so like, love is love. Listen,
so
like,
I watch a YouTube when my kids are trying to make me watch YouTube. I watch a YouTube of this couple who do these crazy things. They're relationships together, but it's an interracial couple, mm-hmm. and they talk about things that react to each other.
Right.
And so it's most of it's cultural things, like mm-hmm. why you didn't put salt and pepper in the food, or right. season it in the food, like that kind of silly stuff that we all right. know about. But some of it is literally so deep culturally,
yeah.
that like the microaggressions and things of that are said, mm-hmm. didn't know that you were offending somebody, but now there's a whole yeah. argument in their family yeah. and a relationship, and then you got to bring home so-and-so to mom and dad.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of those things are like the tough part. Most yeah. of the time, if the relationship isn't strong, mm-hmm. then the relationship doesn't last.
It doesn't last,
it's so much extra strain on the relationship
yeah.
when you got to go through all of that, plus right. try to build a relationship
and
together.
And that also happens in different cultures.
Yeah,
when you,
yeah.
when you go into different yeah. cultures. Of course, that happens with mm-hmm. that as well.
Yeah.
And I think, and I don't want to discount that black love is not beautiful. You know, because
right.
there's specific people who are like, no, I want black love because it's not always seen and
yeah.
it's not to the highest thing. But yeah, I think I will circle back with this.
I can't wait.
I love circling back to these types of things.
I can't wait. Because I growing up and seeing it so much,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, the area that I grew up in is kind of how that went down a
yeah.
lot. It's just like proximity. So it's just so much. It's so different to watch. I want to be the fly on the wall too. I can't wait to hear that conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know we only get to see what we see.
Right. That's
so
true.
What goes on behind closed doors?
What goes on?
Yeah.
I just want to know. I want to hear.
How was dating like? Like how
I
does that
love,
work?
I would love to do. I think I may do this. I would love to interview interracial, intercultural, and then also interview same race, same cultures.
Mm.
And compare the differences.
It's gonna be.
That's gonna be good.
So season four, everybody.
Season four, everybody. I'm putting that out there in the atmosphere. Ooh, I should do that in February for Valentine's Day.
Oh, look at you.
Look at this. Let me finish the 6 months. My goodness. Let me finish this year over here going through a whole thing. Let me finish this year.
Right.
What are some solutions we can leave with the people? We talked about a lot of stuff.
We did.
I would say one, know who you are.
Right.
Before you start bringing people in your life. That's dating, marriage. I mean, I'm not married, but like, you know what I'm saying? Just know yourself, please.
Right.
Please go to therapy, work out the hard stuff, learn to communicate.
Don't bring your baggage with you.
Please don't.
Because it's already going to be hard enough. Don't bring your luggage with you.
Just, and I, yeah, I would say that's the one.
Know who you are.
Know who you are.
And then when you know who you are, know what you need.
Okay.
Know what you need. Know what you want.
Know what you need and know what you want.
Because if you don't know those things, you're going to be searching for a whole
long time
for something that's just sometimes right in front of your face.
That is good.
So know what you need. Know what you want.
Know what you need and know what you want.
Yep.
I mean, those are the three right there.
That's it. I think if you know those three things, you know who you are, know what you need and know what you want.
Yeah.
If you know those things... you can make a relationship work.
Yeah, yeah.
And you won't stay in one for too long, longer than it needs to be.
Okay.
I ain't stepping on nobody's toes
okay.
and that like that, but you know.
We love to see it. Let me end this episode with a sprinkle of excellence, okay? Where, you know what it is, y'all. We are uplifting, highlighting those who are doing great things in their lives, community and or anywhere else. And today's candidate, I mean, it's only fitting that it's Dakari.
What?
It's only fitting that it's my dog, Dakari.
I appreciate it.
What do I have to say?
I appreciate
a man of God.
I appreciate it.
Swagged out.
Amen.
A faithful husband.
Right.
A man of the people. just overall a good person.
Oh.
I mean, listen, I just had to give you a sprinkle of excellence because...
I'm just waiting to see what my dessert is. That's what I'm waiting on.
Oh, you know what? So let me tell you, I switched it up. I didn't do a dessert.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell the people to put their fingers together as if they were sprinkling lavender carpet cleaner before they're vacuuming their house.
That smell.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Mm.
Give it up. It's for you.
I appreciate that one.
Yes, it's for you.
I appreciate that smell.
Mm. That smell is beautiful.
Amen.
It is beautiful. Y'all, stick with us because next week, we are talking about our biggest fears,
yeah.
maybe our regrets.
Mm-mm.
What does that look like? So yeah, sit back because we got another episode, and I think next week is your last episode with me for July.
It ain't gotta be. I mean, it's up to you.
I mean season four. Like, what's up?
Oh, that's up to you. I'm just saying.
You know what? Let me sign off. Sign me off. We gonna talk about this later. Sign me off. Next season we got.
Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.